From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting he's dead. Authorities are confirming that the suspected ringleader of last week's Paris attacks was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Officials say Abdelhamid Abaoud had also been implicated in 4 of 6 foiled attacks this year. European Union Justice and Interior Ministers will hold crisis talks in Brussels Friday to discuss security issues raised by the Paris attacks. French lawmakers voted Thursday to extend by 3 months the state of emergency declared after last week's attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama says efforts to defeat the Islamic State group will not succeed until there is a political settlement in Syria. Mr. Obama said he does not believe that agreement should leave President Bashar al-Assad in power. The president spoke Thursday on the sidelines of an Asian Pacific conference in the Philippines. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to suspend President Barack Obama's plan to resettle 10,000 Iraqi and Syrian refugees in the United States in the next year. Mr. Obama is promising to veto the measure if it passes the Senate and says he anticipates his resettlement plan will go forward. The House voted 289 to 137, with a majority Republicans and a sizable group of Mr. Obama's fellow Democrats voting to impose stricter screening on Iraqis and Syrians entering the U.S. Russia has signed an agreement to build the first nuclear power plant in Egypt. The announcement concerning the Dabah Nuclear Power Station project came during a televised ceremony. That ceremony was attended by Egyptian President Fatah al-Sisi. This is VOA News.